Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. We're on Daf Yud Amid Beis. We are up to Tudat Bame Amru Daya Shaita. Today's shiur is sponsored by Akiva and Ahuvah Silver, Lila Mishma Zalman Menachem Ben Tuvia, and Rivka Bas Tuvia. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah that there are four women that are Daya Shaita, and those four women are a Basula, a Zakena, a Mu'uberes, and a Menika. And the Mishnah said, "Bame amru dayashaita." When is that true? Only the first time. It's only the first time that they come, that they see. Second time, no longer dayashaita. Then they become like regular women. So, Amar Rav. Rav said, "Akulu." This din that they become regular women is on all four of them. Says Rashi, "Akulu, dalad nashim, kulu katani la." All four of them go back to eighth place. Shmuel Amar? No. Lo Shanu El Basula Uzakena. That's only true by a Basula and a Zakena. Aval Muberes Umenika. But if it's a pregnant woman or a nursing woman, Dayan Kol Yimei Iburan, Dayan Kol Yimei Minikasan. The Dayashaita the entire pregnancy, the Dayashaita the entire nursing. Look at Rashi. The Rashi says like this, Basula v'zakena. Why are they different? Because the Basula, Kivan didn't pam rishona, since she saw once, we'll give her the Dayashaita. Shnia, hukzaku riya. Now already she's not a Basula anymore, right? She's growing up. It's not so strange that right? V'zakena nami. Kivan didchazka tre zimni, achar gimel onos. Alright, we thought she's a zakena. What happened? So she had a few months when she didn't have a Re'iyah. Now she has a Re'iyah, Dayashaita. Now she has a second Re'iyah. What does that show us? Ishtakach delav stilu damimhu. There was not a Zakena. Ella, dilavest. For some reason there was a pause, a temporary pause. To say that now she's an old lady? It didn't happen. Therefore, no longer Dayashaita. When does Dayashaita still apply? For a nursing woman and for a pregnant woman. That's going to be the entire pregnancy, the entire nursing period. Not a Zakena and not a Basula. V'chein, Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, Akulu, on everybody. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Shanu Ella Basula V'Zakena. Again, that's only true by a Basula and a Zakena. Aval Me'uberes, Umenika, Dayan Kol Yimei Iburan, Dayan Kol Yimei Minikasam. That lasts throughout. Ketanoi, it's a machlokas tanoim. Muberes umenika, a muberes and a menika. Shahayu shofaas dam ubos. They were bleeding a lot, right? Dayan ko. The heck? What happened here? Dayan ko. Dayan ko yeme iburan. Dayan ko yeme minikasan divere meir. Again, Reb Meir says, Dayan Shaitan, the entire pregnancy, the entire nursing. Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon Omrim, Lo Amru Daya Shaitan, Ela Beriyah Rishona. That's only true by the first Beriyah. Aval Bishniyah, Metame Me Eitz Le'eitz, Umi Pekida Le Pekida. Okay? So basically that's a machlokas. Okay. We're going to start a very long Gemara now, which is not going to stop, even though there's a Mishnah on this page. The Gemara really doesn't stop. Very, very, we're going to see like 1,000 shittas now. Just a 2-minute introduction. Number one, the Mishnah said back in the first Mishnah of the Masechta that any woman that has a vest is Dayashaita. The Mishnah said that on that base. We didn't really discuss that. Any woman that has a vest is Dayashaita. What does that mean, any woman that has a vest? Any woman that has a regular period, a regular, predictable flow, she's Dayashaita. Why is she Dayashaita? Because it's not normal to see now. Now it's not normal. So if she sees now, why are you backtracking? For what reason are you going backwards 24 hours? Why? That's not normal. Why are you doing that? So it's Dayashaita. Mishnah said that. Now, not only that, the halacha is, the Mishnah said, that if a woman has a vest, and she's bodek herself during the time of the vest, and she takas sees dam, which is normal, We don't backtrack. Okay? Why not? Because, as we said, Da'ishaita, this is when it's supposed to happen, not before. Okay? This din is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, because it's not relevant. There's no Tumah today. It's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this din at all. Not mentioned at all. Rule number two. What? Because in the
we,
times...
We practice as through Tumah.
No, we don't.
We really not?
Not at all. You say anything she touched in the previous 12 hours is tummy? Not at all. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, we're
yeah,
not
exactly. So we don't backtrack. Right? Number two. And by the way, we're going to get to that. That, according to the Chassam Sof, that's one of the reasons why Kisamim Usher. It's very complicated. We don't really practice Tumah. We only practice Prisha.
Right.
Don't we practice Tumah. Because we don't have Tumah. Now, Beis. A woman has to check herself during the time of an Ona because it's during the time of a vest because it's going to happen. It's coming. This is normal. This is the beginnings of checking when it's time of the vest. We still have not seen one thing about checking during time of Kiyum. We haven't seen that at all. That we haven't seen. It's recording. It's just make okay. And the third din.
You start making noise.
Yeah. And the third din is that a woman is usher during her vest. A very brief introduction. Now we're going to talk about vests that happen because of an external factor. For example, like jumping. Okay, jumping. A woman could jump. It could cause her to bleed. Now. It's interesting, my clothes, we've shown them already. What if she jumped where it didn't give her top? For example, she was dancing by a wedding. That might not count. The machlokas about that. If she jumped in tzar, no one disputes that. We'll see in a minute what's going to happen. The question is, she jumped not b'tzar. I never knew. She jumped not b'tzar, that's a machlokas. Anyway, here we go. So the Mishnah said like this. The im, rasa, right? Im rasa, so Rishona. The Mishnah said if you saw it because of an ones. Right, some ones happened. So the first time is Dayashaita. The second time is also Dayashaita, the Mishnah said. Right, because it was an ones. Amr of Huna, Kafza, she jumped, Virasa, and she saw. Kafza, she jumped, Virasa, and she saw. Kafza, she jumped, Virasa, and she saw. Kavala vest, she has now established a pattern. She has established a pattern. This is her normal vest. This is her normal cycle. Lamai, regarding what? Ilei meliyamim. You want to tell me it's days? Rashi, second line. Kigon, for example. Kafsa ve'echad b'shabbos. She jumped on a Sunday. V'rasa, and she saw. Kafsa ve'echad b'shabbos. She jumped on a Sunday. V'rasa, and she saw. V'chein shlishis. And tells us on the third Sunday. Kava la'ves ve'echad b'shabbos. Right? Now you want to tell me she has a vest for what? For jumping on Sundays? B'chol's man shetira od be'echad b'shabbos. And anytime she sees on a Sunday, that feel below kfisa, even without jumping.
That makes no sense. Though.
1 minute. Dayashaita. We're going to say Dayashaita. Why? Because it's her vest. V'migia echad b'shabbos v'lo bad k'atma. And if she, listen to Rashi says, and if a Sunday goes by where she doesn't check herself now, she's tamei misafek. Why? Du'orach z'mana huba. Because it's the normal time, call Yom Be'echad B'Shabbos every Sunday. Back to the Gemara. Ha'kol Yom is a low kafetz, low chaza. That's impossible. Because any day she didn't jump, she's not going to have a riyah. Not going to see, it's only jumping. Ella, rather, l'kvitzas. You want to tell me she has now established a vest for jumping? Vo'atanya, but we learned in a braisa. Kol shetik be'en ha'machmas ones. If some kind of establishment is going to be based on ones, afilu kama... Afilu kama pa'amim. Afilu. Where am I? Afilu kama pa'amim. Even many times. Look on the vest. I won't do it. What's going on? My love. Doesn't that mean look on the vest klal? There's no vest at all? No, it's not what it means. Look on the vest. Liyamim luchudayo. Look features luchudayo. Now you can't establish a vest for days alone and for jumping alone. Aval, kavol aves, l'yamim, ulekvitzos. You can have a vest for both, a combination of jumping plus days. What does that mean? What?
That doesn't make sense.
That means that every time, if she sees on Sundays, every Sunday after she jumps, she has established a vest for every Sunday after she jumps. Yeah, it's a very strange thing.
Yeah.
1 minute. Now, l'yamim l'chudai u'pshita. Days alone, I know that already. Days alone, Sundays? Well, that's not a chiddush at all. Amravashi, listen to this. Kigon, here's a story. Shekafet b'chad b'shabbos. She jumped on a Sunday. V'chazai, and she saw. Shekafet b'chad b'shabbos. She then jumped on another Sunday. V'chazai, and she saw. Now, you must read these parentheses. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. U'b'shabbos kafsa v'lochazai. Then she jumped on a Shabbos. Then she jumped on a Shabbos. Right? Then, ulechad Shabbos, then on Sunday, chazoi she saw below kfitza, but without jumping. Mahu de tema, I would have said, igloi mosalama freya. It's obvious now. To yomahu de kagarim below kfitza. That now, what's the cause of her pattern? Sunday, not jumping, kamash malan, de kfitza nami de esma, grama, that the jumping from Shabbos caused her to see on Sunday. I have a high delo chazoi. So why didn't she see Taka? Then why didn't she see on Shabbos? Mishum da kati lomot es man kfitza. Because she shouldn't have jumped. It was too early. That's the combination. Okay? There's no... You can't pass him from this. This is very, very rare. Very unusual. Now, Lishna Achmina is going to make it more complicated. Lishna Achmina, another version of what Rav Huna said. Lishna Achmina, Am Rav Huna. Kafta virasa, kafta virasa, kafta virasa. She jumped three times and then she had a period of riyah. Kavala vest liyamim. A vest is established for yamim, velo kfita, not for jumping. What does that mean? Hey chidami, what does that mean? Amar vashi, the kafit bechabeshabza bechazoi. She jumped on a Sunday, she had a riyah. Kafit bechabeshabza bechazoi. She then jumped on another Sunday, had another riyah. Now it's a machlokas if you read the parentheses now. Because reading the parentheses, we'll read the parentheses, the big machlokas here. Now, u'b'shabbos kafsa, on Shabbos she jumped, v'lo chazoi, she didn't see. Then, u'l'chad b'shabbos achrina, and then on another Sunday, chazoi she saw, below kfita, without jumping. Okay, so now what? The hasam, igloi milsa, the yomahu, the kagarim. So what do you see? The cause was Sunday, not the jumping. Right? You see that? If you read the parentheses, the Lishna Achmina says something different than the first version. Right? Because the first version said it's really jumping that causes it. Here we're saying it's not jumping at all. How did that happen? So machlok is Lishonos. Okay, this Mishnah is so simplistic on its level. It is such a complicated Mishnah. All right, ready? Here we go. Afal pisha amru dayashaita. Even though we said in the first Mishnah of the Masechta that if a woman has a regular re'iyah, right? If she has a regular vest, I'm sorry, dayashaita. Nevertheless, Tzricha liyos bodekes. She must be bodek herself. When must she be bodek herself? At morning and at night. Why is she being bodek herself at morning and at night? Because she's busy with tahiris, and we want to minimize the amount of time we have to go backwards to have a potential tahiris problem. If we don't do this, it'll be 24 hours. If we do this, it'll only be 12 hours. So she has to check herself. This is the makar now of checking yourself twice a day. Has nothing to do with anything, just tahiris. That's all this is about. This is not about anything else. Right? After all, she is a woman that has a regular vest. Really, it's dayashaita. However, you can check yourself, right? If you check yourself, then what? Then you will minimize any tumah. It's a very good idea to check yourself. There are two women that don't have to check themselves. Chutz min anida, if she's a nida. Now, a nida in the times of the Mishnah is not what a nida is today. A nida in the times of the Mishnah was a woman that had a re'iyah, a woman that had a re'iyah, not during the 11 days of Benida Lanida. So she had a re'iyah. The halacha about a woman had a re'iyah was as follows. If a woman had a re'iyah, not during the 11 days, what was her story? Not during the 11 days. She became tamei for 7 days, regardless of how much or how little she saw. It's irrelevant. It's an irrelevancy. Okay? That was the halacha. She had one re'iyah, she becomes tamei for 7 days. During those 7 days, she could see every day, she could see nothing. It doesn't make a difference. At the end of the 7 days, she checks herself. If she is clean, she goes to the mikvah. That's a very foreign concept to us, especially to women today. There's no such thing like that today. There's no such thing like that. Again, she saw once, she told me for 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, she can see every day, she can see no days. Makes no difference. At the end of the 7 days, she goes to the mikvah, she's clean, she checks herself, she goes to the mikvah, she's mutter. No matter how little she could have seen 20 minutes ago, she checks herself, she's clean, it's all good. It doesn't exist today, that concept. Since that's true, why should she check herself? It makes no difference. She's tummy anyway for 7 days. Doesn't make a difference. Does she check herself every day? For what reason? Doesn't make any sense. No reason to check herself. She's in go. Right? No matter what, she's tummy for 7 days. What's the difference? You hear?
Better not
check. Right, doesn't make it. No, it's irrelevant. It's a waste of time. Also, Vayosheves al dam tahar. Also, a woman that is in her Yimei Tahora, right? In other words, she had a baby. She's now counting, she counted 7 and 14 days if it's a boy or a girl. Now she's counting 33 days or 66 days. She doesn't check herself either, because no matter what, she's tar. Okay? So she doesn't check herself either. Okay? Now, there's another takana. This Mishnah is written very, very backwards. There's another takana, an unrelated takana to that. Right? Not so unrelated. Another takana, a woman that was busy with Tyrus, that was going to be with her husband. The Gemara, the Mishnah, doesn't want to use the Mishnah uses a euphemism. The Mishnah says, Hamishameshes be'idim. If a woman, that means she has to check herself with a bedikah cloth. A woman that is going to be with her husband, and she's busy with the Tahirus, has to check herself before Tashmish and after Tashmish. Why? Again, to make sure, to minimize any tumah. Chut, except, who doesn't have to check herself? Miyosheves al dam tahar. Right? Again, a woman that is in her Yimei Tahora, where no matter what she sees, she's not going to become Tameh anyway. That's completely not halacha l'maaseh today at all. And number two, Besula shedemeh tahorim, and a besula also. The Gemara is going to explain. My Beishan of Hillel hold that a besula was given a few days, where we assume that any dam she sees is dam besulim, not dam nida. Dam besula doesn't make a tamei. So if this is her wedding night, dam besulim don't make her tamei. So she doesn't have to check herself. What she's checking herself for? Dam besulim anyway. Okay. Now, the Mishnah goes back to talk about the first takana, about a woman checking every day. Upamayin tzricha liyos bodekes. She's got to check herself twice a day. Shachris u'men hashmashos. Right? Morning, night. Now the Mishnah goes back to the other woman that's going to be with her husband. B'shah shehi overes l'shamesh es beisa. Right? She has to check herself when she stops doing all her work, she's getting ready now to be with her husband, right? The kids are asleep, everything's all good, it's all quiet. Now she checks herself.
Challenges
basis
to be with her husband.
Exactly. So, no, it's a word, b'shashi overes. When she's going to go now and be with her husband, even though it's not ben hashmashos, it could be much later than probably not ben hashmashos, not in the winter time, it's not a quarter to four in the evening, 4:15 in the afternoon, that's when she would check herself for tumah at ben hashmashos time. Here we say, no, it's b'shashi overes. Whenever she's going to be with her husband. It could be later. Check herself before and after. Yitzayir is a land kahanas. Female kahana, maybe more stringencies. Why? B'shach shenachon truma. When they eat truma, what's the story with them? B'shach shenachel is truma. Whenever they eat, anytime they eat truma, they have to do a bedika. You hear this?
They were doing
bedikas
all day long.
All day long. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, truma. Even when they stop eating truma, and you have supper, you check before supper, you check after supper. Right? What?
I mean, that's all they were doing, I mean.
Right. The opening line of the next parak, which is Sunday Saf, the opening line says, Kol hayad hamar belibdok binashim mishubeches. In other words, we're going to see today that that's not true at all. The Mishnah says you do more. The more you check than you do, the better. Why? You just be more careful. But you're also opening up more problems, potential problems. So we'll get to that. That's Sunday's daf. Okay. 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 Fine. That was the Mishnah. Now, chutz min anida ubdebesoch yimei dasa lo bay bedika. Why should she check herself when she's anida? She's coming for 7 days no matter what happens. Again, there's no such a woman like that today. She's coming for 7 days no matter what happens. Why should you bother checking herself? That makes sense according to Shimon ben Lakish. Very difficult Gemara. The Isha Kovas Lavest Besoch Yimei Zivasa. A woman can establish her vest during the 11 days. The Ain Isha Kovas Lavest Besoch Yimei Nidasa. But a woman cannot establish her vest during the days of Nida. Therefore, Shapir. It makes perfect sense for her not to check. What does that mean? So look at the Rashi. It's the first Rashi on the Gemara. It's like 5-6 lines, and the lines are skinny still. Rashi says, Kigon, for example, Rasa b'Rosh Chodesh. She saw Rosh Chodesh. V'Rasa v'Chazva v'Rasa b'Tetz Vav l'Chodesh. Then she saw on the 15th of the month. Okay? By the way, the 15th of the month was Kishel Medes B'Yavim She'ru U'Yu L'Ziva. That's the high new Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida L'Nida. Why? Because she saw Rosh Chodesh. 7 days later, she leaves the Ziva. She leaves the Nida. She now goes into the Ziva time. So at day 15 of the month, it's Yimei Ziva. The Chaz of Rasa Rosh Chodesh. Then she sees again a Rosh Chodesh. Ubetesva v'chodesh. The Chaz of Rasa betesva v'chodesh. V'lo Rasa Rosh Chodesh l'fanav. Now she missed the Rosh Chodesh. Kavala vesel tesva v'chodesh. She has established a vest every 15th day of the month. She saw 3 times in a row. Umitztarfin tarti ri'iyos d'yimei ziva l'hach ri'iyah l'kviyas vest. That's all good. What just happened? She just established a vest. However, said Rish Lakish, you cannot establish a vest during Yimei Nida. What does that mean?
That means it's the next Rashi. Kigon, Raza Rosh Chodesh. She saw Rosh Chodesh. V'chaz of Raza b'chamishi b'chodesh.
She then saw 5 days later.
The Hainu b'yimei nidus.
Right? It's still within the 7 days.
The Chaz of Rasa od pa'amayim chamishi b'chodesh.
She saw every month now for 3 months on the 5th of the month.
Lo kava vest.
She has not established a vest. Why not?
Because you can't establish a vest during the Yimei Nida.
That's why it makes perfect. What are you bother checking for? Can't establish a vest anyway. No reason to check.
Right, Rashi says, She'ein ri'iyos Yimei Nida ri'iyah l'kvua.
Any ri'iyah will not establish a vest.
She alluded liros to bring it up.
Because it's normal to see then. Okay? I'm not sure what that means, normal to see. That's exactly what a vest is. A vest is normalcy. So just because it's normal, I'm not sure what that means.
Anyway, that makes perfect sense. You can't establish a vest during Yimei Nida, so don't bother checking. Save some time. El Rabbi Yochanan damar isha kavas l'vest b'toch Yimei Nidasa.
But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can establish a vest during Yimei Nida.
So then live tivdok. Dilma kavala vest.
Let her check. Because she'll be establishing a vest.
You hear that? Answer's very hard. Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, ki amina nohecha dechazite mimayin sasam. When do I say a woman can establish her vest? When do I say that? From a mayin sasam. From a closed spring. Avu mayin pesuach lo amri. I never said it from an open spring.
What does that mean?
How does Archibald translate that? Right, okay. So let's look at this long Rashi, and this, I think, maybe it'll make sense. Ready? The Rashi of Mayin Sasam. Really going to learn it later on. Kigon, for example, the Chazai Reish Yarcha. She saw Rosh Chodesh. Vir Reish Yarcha. And then Rosh Chodesh again. Then the Esim V'Chamisha.
Then on the 25th day of the month.
But Vireish Yarcha, Da'aviriya bas Raisa bimeini dusa. She saw again on Rosh Chodesh. So she saw Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, Rosh Chodesh, Iyar, the 25th day of Iyar, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Okay? Now, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was during the Yemei Nida of the 25th. It's less than 7 days later. What?
So in theory, it shouldn't count as anything.
Oh, Dafilu Haki, Havi Kiviyas Vest Bereish Yarcha. She will establish a vest on Reish Yarcha. Well, on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Why? Kid Mefarish Hasam. Damri Vest Bereish Yarcha Kava. It will be established. Aye, Vaha the Akdim Vichazoi Damim Yiseri Itosvi Bay. Aye, but she's on the 25th of Iyar. Ah, it's an extra dam. Okay? Davadai Kava Vest Mishum Tetrilas Havet. Hukzak mimayin sasam. That's the key. The vest is established from a mayin sasam, from a closed spring. What does that mean? V'gam ri'iya achrona chashivinan la kimayin sasam. Kedamrinan ha da'akted v'chazoi tosfas domim. Aye, she saw early? That's just an aberration. I'm not impressed with that.
Why wouldn't she see for those all of 5 days?
What?
If she saw for those 5 days, I'll say it's connected, but who says it's connected?
Well, that's what he's saying. Aval mimayin pasuach. But could go, what does that mean? Hariyas harishonos shalvet ye hayu besoch yimei nida kimas nisan hilkach lo boy bedika bimei nidos sharinichlech mimayena vafilu hi rua lo tikva vest.
So somehow he's differentiating sometimes you can't establish during a nida. And sometimes he can't. Depends. Not exactly sure what it depends on. If the reading is Rashi, I'm still not sure. What does it depend on? Whether it's an open spring or a closed spring. What does that mean?
Well, first of all, why are you doing bedikas in the middle of that?
That's exactly the point. The Mishnah said, don't bother doing a bedikah now. Nothing could change in your life. Don't bother. So that only makes sense according to Rish Lakish. You can't stop. So you're right.
She saw a kesem and then she did a bedikah at that point. During that nido.
Right. So says Rabbi Yochanan, it depends. If it's a Mayan sasum, then yes, you can establish a nida now.
But how do you know if it's Mayan sasum?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what this means. I read it 6 times. I still don't know what it means. What does the article say?
Right,
it's a foot on a mile long. I know. somehow, what I think it means is if the I'm not sure. I'm just not sure what it means. But anyway, somehow that answers his question. Yes, Rabbi Yochanan says you can establish a vest during the Zman Nida, only sometimes. Now, the next thing the Mishnah said was, Vayoshevet al dam tahar. If you just had a baby, right? If you just had a baby, and you're in that period of Tahira, which today does not exist at all. If you're in that period of Tahira, you also don't have to check yourself, because no matter what you see, you're not going to become tummy anyway. So why bother checking, right? Kasal kedaitach, mivakeshes leishev al dam tahar. That if you're on dam tahar, it's all good. Har nicha l'rav damar me'ayin echad hu me'ayin echad hu at Torah tumaso v'tahar taraso shaper. A woman has one. I have to translate this into English. She has one source in her body. The tumah comes out of there. The tahara comes out of there. It's all good. Ela l'Levi, but according to Levi, to amar shnei me'ayonos heim. She has two sources in her body, one for dam tar and one for dam tame. Tidbok, she should check. Why? Dilma akati lo patzakahu mayin tame. Maybe the tame one didn't stop yet. Maybe the tame one didn't. How do you know this is tar dam? You have no idea. Go check yourself. Amalach Levi Hamani. Who is the author of this Mishnah? Beishamai hi. The author is Beishamai. The Amar who said mayin echad hu. Right? Who heals only one mayan. So according to that, you can't check yourself. It's all one source. Says the Gemara, V'stam lantana ki beishamai? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi would have a Mishnah in Nida that goes as stam, but it goes to beishamai? That's so unusual. Right? It's very unusual. So says the Gemara, no. Stam, it's a stam over here, v'yachakach machlokes hi. And really it's a machlokes later in the Masechta. V'chol stam v'yachakach machlokes halacha ki stam. There's a rule like that. Whenever there's a stam Mishnah followed by a machlokes later, the halacha is like the stam Mishnah. That means that Beishamai won that. V'ibayi seima. Or, I'll give you another. That's one answer. One answer is Beishamai.
Yeah, well, we know that,
would we? Know what?
We know what Beishamai is.
Correct. That's a hard, I'm not sure if that answer survives. Because V'ibayi seima, I'll give you another answer. Mi katani mevakeshet leishev. Did the Mishnah say that she begins to sit? Yosheves katani. So she sat already. Right? In other words, her tumah already dried up. And the only flow that she has now is tamtar. So you tell me to check. There's nothing to check. It's over. Nothing to check. Right? If you hold it, it's two mayanos. Check! Because maybe you should still... No, the tamtar is over already. I know that. Therefore, I don't have to check. Because even no matter what I see now, it's not going to become tamay. So, one second. Yosheves, my lememra. What's the chiddush in that? It's obvious. So Gemara says, "Ma'aseh tamei." I would have thought, "Tibdog to Dilma kavala vest." Maybe she can, at least she can establish a vest. Kamash malon to mayan tar lamayan tuma lo kava. You can't get a vest in this kind of way. Checking for between dam tami and dam tar. Ha nicha levi damash tamei anything. That only makes it according to him where there are two. El rav damay nechanu tibdog Dilma kavala vest. Let him check. Afilo hachi be made tyra. You made tuma lo kava. You can't have a vest from tuma days to tyra days. Okay. Next, the next mission.
All articles, I think the problem here is that perception.
Correct.
No, the perception is, the Gemara here is talking about the establishment of the vest. I'm confusing myself with the facts. So once you already established that vest twice, and looking towards the third,
right,
and it actually happens, we can ignore the 25th, because the vest was still established, and saying this might be an outside source. What you might think is that, okay, let's see what happens next month. So then it's really an anomaly. If you were to bring it into a fourth month, you'd say, okay, so now I had two, I had 25th, and then I had the Rosh Chodesh again, and now the next Rosh Chodesh, the 25th didn't happen again, so you would say, okay, the vest makes a lot of sense now, and that 25th was an anomaly.
Right.
You know, maybe
she... I'm not sure I understand one word you just said.
Well, what Art Scroll says is that after even you establish the first two Rosh Chodeshes...
Right.
You already have Kamash Hazaka on the vest.
Correct.
Waiting for one more time.
Correct. So it came early.
The fact that you're a Nida because of the 25th doesn't mean that that Rosh Chodesh is not going to come.
I understand.
It might mean that you were a Nida for another reason, but it wasn't your actual vest.
Right.
It was a different occurrence.
People with the Sundays.
Correct.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. This is not easy, Kamara. This is complete oversimplification. Right, you see the massive footnotes. The Masipta also has massive, massive footnotes. Okay, there was one page in the Masipta where there was literally one line of Gemara. The whole thing was footnotes. Very hard here. Okay, now up to the Mashmeshes Be'idim, and we use right. The Mishnah said that a woman that is busy with Tumah and Tahiris has to check herself before she's with her husband and after she's with, every day, twice a day, in the morning and at night. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there later in the Masechta Daf Samach Dalad. Tinokos Shalohi Giazman Aliros. If a woman, a young girl, she doesn't have, she's not going to see yet. The Nises, and she got married. Beishame Omer Nosin La Arba Lelos. She has four nights where any dam that she sees will not make her tummy. Why? Because we're going to attribute it to dam besulim. Beishil Omer Adchetich Yahamake. No, it can be less, it can be more, until the wound that's caused by breaking the besulim heals. Amar of Gidel Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu, that rule, that according to Beit Hillel, when the Maka heals, Ela Shalom Poska Machmas Tashmish. That's only true, Virasa. That's only true where it didn't stop because of Tashmish, and she saw. Virasa Shalom Machmas Tashmish. And she saw unrelated to Tashmish. Aval, Poska Machmas Tashmish. But if she stopped due to Tashmish, or it stopped, Virasa, and then she saw again, then Tameya, then she's Tamei. Okay? Why is she Tamei? Because you cannot attribute it anymore, because why did it stop? Why did the flow stop? Obviously, there's no more Basulim. And then any Re'iyah now is going to make her Tamei. Also, Avar Laila Echad below Tashmish, Virasa, Tameya. One night passes without Tashmish. She's Tamei. And she sees she's Tamei. Nishtanu Mare Domeha Shala Tameya. The blood changed color, also Tamei. Why? That's an indication it's no longer Dam Basulim. Masav Rav Yonah. Ubasula Shadameh Tahorim. Ubasula, right? That we said doesn't have to check herself because the Dam is Tahor. Amai. Why doesn't she have to check herself? Tishamesh Be'idim. The Dilma Nishtanu Mare Dam Shala. Maybe the blood changed color and that she will be Tamei. Why are we giving her such a free pass? Amar Rava, Amar Reisha. We learned the Reisha said, Chutz min Anida Hayosheves Al Adam Tar. The Mishnah said there were two women don't have to check. Anida and the woman who just had a baby. Who did love by Bedika? Ava Basula said the Meta Horid by Bedika, which is Mashma. A Basula must check. Ava Basula. One second. Right, Alakashan Adadi. It's a stira. The Reisha is Mashma. Nah. The Sefer that she does have to check herself. The Sefer says she doesn't have to. What's going on? Khan, the Sefer is talking about Shashimsha, where she had relations. The Ema, Shemesh Achron. So the relations to Zerah can cloud and mask any dam. Khan, the Reisha is Shalosh Shimsha. The Reisha is where that didn't happen. Okay? Therefore, if she saw dam that changed, everything becomes tummy. Tanya Nami Hachi, the Medivam Amurim, when is all that true? Shalom Paska, Machmas Tashmish. She didn't stop because of Tashmish, Viraasa, Shalom Machmas Tashmish. Then we say that it's Dam Basulim and she's not Tamei. Aval Paska Machmas Tashmish, Viraasa, Tamea. Not only that, Avar Laila Achas Below Tashmish, Viraasa, Tamea. Right, a night passed without Tashmish, she becomes Tamei. Why? Because. It's not, we can't attribute it anymore to Dam Basulim. Nishtana Mar Damim Shalah Timea. Both the blood changed, she also becomes tummy.
I just thought the blood changes.
They used to be able to know.
Stopping in the middle.
We're going to get to that later. You know, there are five shades of red that are tum, and so we don't know what that is. We have no idea what that is. Right? It was a different world.
Well, still check today, maybe no difference.
Correct. That's because
they look red around.
Exactly.
Red or red.
Exactly.
They look at variations.
Correct.
You can't tell the difference.
Right. But there's a story in the Gemara. I don't know if it's in Nida where a woman came home, and she said to her husband, one of the Amoraim, she said to her husband, "Can you check my bedika cloth? I don't know what the story is with it." He said, "No, I'm not a bucket. I can't check it." It's one of them, Roy. Right? He was, you know, even he couldn't, even if they lost the art. Can you imagine? What?
Not Buggy Maris.
Right. Imagine. Okay. Where am I up to? Pamayim hitzricha. Twice a day. Shmuel lo shanelo tahiros. That's only regarding tahiros. Listen to this Gemara. That's only regarding tahiros. Ava labayla. But if she... She never touches Tyrus. She has nothing to do with Tyrus at all. Husband doesn't let her go near Tyrus. Then, Muteres. She can be with her husband without a bedika. What's she checking herself for? For what? It's not Tyrus. The only reason to check is for Tyrus. The Pshita isn't obvious. After all, Shachris Tanan. It says she's going to check in the morning. And by the way, you're not allowed to have relations in the morning, in the daylight. What is she checking for? It's obvious. Right? Ela itmar seifa itmar. No, it's going on the seifa. Ubishah shehi overes. Right? But she's all done with all her housework. Now she wants to be with her husband. L'shamesh es beisa. Right? Amar v'damar Shmuel lo shalel b'ishah sukkah b'tahiros. That's only true if she's busy with tahiros. Demigu deboy b'tikol l'tahiros boy namer b'tikol l'bayla. She's checking herself anyway, so she might as well do it now when she's with her husband. Avol ena sukkah b'tahiros lo boy b'tikol. Right? My Kamashbal, and what's the chiddush in that? Tanina, we're going to learn later on. Kol anashim becheskes tahiros balein. Every woman has a chazaka that she's tahora. Unless you know otherwise. What's the chiddush in that? Right. So they're going to eat my masnis. If I only had that mishnah, I would have thought hani mili misha sheyesh lo vest. That's only by a woman that has a vest. Avalisha she ain't lo vest, but if she doesn't have a vest, boy bedika comes along shul and says doesn't make a difference. V'amasnis and misha sheyesh lo vest does kinan. But our mishnah was talking about a woman that had a vest. So you can't tell me that was the chiddush. So matznisa and our mishnah bein chiyesh loves bein chein loves. V'hal kamashmalon af agaf the yesh loves. Since even though she has a vest, migu the ba'aya bedika l'tahiros boy na bedika l'bayla. V'amar Shmuel chadazimna. That's old news. Shmuel said that already once. Amar zera amar va'acha bered bar yirmiyah amar Shmuel isha she'ein loves. A woman that doesn't have a vest, asur l'shamish adjective dok, She's not allowed to be with her husband until she checks herself. Bo Kimna, I'm going to learn tomorrow. Basuka with the Hyros. She's busy with the Hyros. But if she's not busy with the Hyros, she doesn't have to check herself. You know, yeah, the answer is yes. Chadim Mechlal, Chavrat Itmar. Both will learn from each other. It's not that he didn't repeat himself. He said half a story and half a story. Right? And put it together, that's the din. Tanya Nami Hachi, the Medav Amamurim, that she has to check herself with the Hyros. Avala Baila, Muteres. The Medav Amamurim, when is all that said? Shenicha Becheskes Tahira, when she's a Chazaka. Aval Hinicha Becheskes Tuma, but if she's a Chazaka of Tuma, La Ola Hibetuma, she remains there, Adjit to Omar, Lo to Horani, until she says, I'm good. This is very, very, okay, we're done, we're stopping here. We'll resume here tomorrow by the new page. At the end of the day, like I wanted to do some halacha lamaisa, just A, we ran out of time, B, the Gemara is so complicated, and C, it's not really the page where it's appropriate. We're going to have later in the Masechta all the halachas, all the halacha lamaisa. I said at the beginning of the Masechta, I said I'm going to try. This is a very, very nagei lamaisa Masechta. This is not like Erechin or Tmura. It actually has relevance to our lives. The truth is that the relevance really comes in the second half of the Masechta. This is really all about Tumah. Yeah, there's a reference to Bedikah. Yeah, my wife has a Bedikah too. They're not related at all, right? It's the same word. Bedikah Tcham is also Bedikah. It's not related.
It's more about Kachin and about
the exactly, Shabbos. Exactly, exactly. So we will, Mir Tashem, we'll get to it. All right, we'll stop here. Have a good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.